Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Something what I learned. This is my column for Country Squire magazine of the 3rd of June 2023. My 14-year-old grandson is a prolific writer. He blogs regularly on his favourite football team, and he has graced the pages of this esteemed organ. Progressively, he needs less and less of my editorial input. But in his final blog of the football season, he referred to his most favourite moment, and I smugly pulled him up on that, informing him that he had committed a tautology. For those of you who have smugly identified my error, read on. Apart from the rudiments, I did not really learn grammar at school. In primary school, we learned what a sentence needed and what a phrase was. Thus, an adverb helped a verb and, well, that was about it. Otherwise, the rules were enforced if we committed a grammatical faux pas, either by ritual humiliation or corporal punishment. We learned, but it did not instill a love of grammar in me. I did study French and Latin, but at the mention of subjunctives, pluperfects, or the imperfect tense, my eyes glazed over, and something like la-di-da-di-dum went through my head repeatedly. It still does. I persevered with French and dropped Latin very early in secondary school. This probably explains when I was teaching nursing at the University of Edinburgh, and one of my students asked if something she was reading was either a gerund or a participle. My reply was, I've never heard of either of those diseases, but leave it with me and I'll get back to you. I still don't know. Since then, my approach to grammar has been a bit like my approach to art, somewhat philistine. In art, I know what I like. In grammar, I know what reads or sounds right. On top of that, I could spot a few errors, tautologies being one of them, or so I thought. A good friend was asking about my grandson's writing, and I told him how well he was progressing and that I made increasingly fewer corrections. His weekly football blogs were nearly perfect, except for the above tautology. Roger, that's not a tautology, that's a pleonasm, my friend informed me. And so, at the grand old age of 67, with hundreds of publications to my name, I learned a new word. I had never previously heard the word pleonasm, and realised that I may often have accused others erroneously of tautology rather than pleonasm. Sacré bleu. As every reader will know, but I show them to show that I now know, the terms are distinguished as follows. Pleonasm has a sense of using an unnecessary overabundance of redundant words in one description. Tautology has a sense of saying the exact same thing in different words, using multiple words with the same meaning. I must say I felt like a stupid idiot, but I'm still not sure if that is a tautology or a pleonasm. Such incidents as my friend correcting me fill me with nothing but joy. I am not too old to learn, and I have good friends who will not flinch from helping me to learn. I also realise that there are things to be learned, and that is as surely a good a reason to get up in the morning as any. Moreover, I now have new knowledge that I can pass on. I will look and think carefully before I wrongly accuse a pleonast of being a tautologist. No, sir, I won't never make that mistake again.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.